How are you? Happy Tuesday. So let me ask you a question. Are you a happy person? Yeah? Or do you want to be happy all the time, every single minute of every single day, forever and ever and ever? Some people are like that. Well, maybe not instantly, but they have a tool that they can use to get there fast. Would you like it? I'm going to give you that by the end of this program, but you got to stick around. I know you will anyway, but we'll do that, okay? It is the Daily Boost. The positive boost you need every single day, and a bunch of tactics to go right along with that to help you get there. 16 years now since we started this crazy journey. Life begins when you move. Then instantly, as soon as you decide you want something, life gets in the way. Oh no, what happened? And so what do? Well, we fix it. We deal with it. We have lots of strategies around here every single day to help you do that. But most importantly, it's to keep you going through the process. So hang on one sec here. By the way, my name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationtomove.com. I was on my Facebook page, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook is how you can find that page. And somebody asked me, what drives me every single day when I get out of bed? What am I trying to do? Well, good question. No, I actually do know. It's pretty simple because I paid attention my entire life. So here it is. Follow along if you can. You can. It's easy. Number one, I'm always continually every single day trying to figure out what I want. Now, I say it every single day because throughout the course of our life, we grow, we change, our needs and desires change. So every single day, I'm looking at the world, looking at what I've done, paying attention, and saying, okay, what do I want next? That's the biggest part. You probably agree with me. That's the hardest part to figure out, isn't it? And it never goes away. So we just make it fun. Number two, I don't worry about how to do it. I don't worry about what I have to do. I don't worry about the why. I don't really even too much worry about my mission. I just worry about how to get myself to do it and keep getting myself to do it. So essentially, it's coming up with what I want to do and then making sure I get my butt out of bed to go do it. And that's hard for anybody, isn't it? So if you've ever had that problem, boy, have you found the right place. by the way, I have a small frog in my throat today. And I apologize. I've been sick for about 2 weeks. I had a big frog in my throat for the last 2 weeks. But I ate the big frog first, so now I'm left with the small frog. Somebody give me a rim shot. That's personal growth humor. Thank you, Brian Tracy. If you don't know what that is, go look it up. Eat the big frog first, huh? All right, let's get to the show today. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So how do happy people see life? How can you be a happy person? That would be the big trick here. I was saying you're not happy at all, but I think all of us go in and out of it. I can't think of a time I'm not happy. I can think of times I'm maybe frustrated or challenged, but I can't think of a time I'm not happy. And it's kind of just brainwashed into me. And I really mean that. I just kind of brainwashed myself through a couple of simple techniques because I recognized a long time ago that people that are happy in this world, it doesn't have anything to do with money or relationships or anything. That's all simple stuff. That's normal stuff. It has to do with mindset and how they look at the world. And a long time ago, when I looked at the world and I didn't like what I saw, I would say, that's not fair. Why is it that way? Why is this happening? Why is the world being that way? Why is there so much evil on the planet? Why? And one day I said, okay, well, it doesn't matter. I've been alive long enough now to know that it doesn't change. It just doesn't. This is more of the same constantly. It's going to keep on coming at you. So that's okay. So I just made a decision. How do really folks who see the world in a happy way, how do they do it without wearing rose-colored glasses? I've tried that. They don't work. My eyes have changed over the years anyway, so I can't really use those anymore. There's a better way. So number one, if you want to be happy, you have to do one thing first, and that is truly realize that you are alive. I'm not convinced that everybody knows they're actually alive and conscious in the moment. I'm just not. In fact, pretty sure they're not. I know you're alive because you're breathing. You can fog a mirror. But if you're alive, guess what? You're going to have problems. You're going to have challenges. stuff is not going to go your way. So if you're alive, just recognize it that, okay, good, I'm alive. When you're not alive anymore, you won't have any more challenges. I don't think so. I don't really know. I've never been on that side. I think what I know, but I don't really truly know until I get there. I'll let you know. I'll send a telegram back. A telegram? Do they still have telegrams? I was watching an old movie yesterday. It stuck with me. Number two, happy people accept that dealing with problems is a privilege that comes with being alive. So if you're alive, you're going to have them. And since you're alive, it's a privilege. Because again, if you're not alive, you don't get the privilege of doing that, right? In many cases, some of the things that make you most happy, the biggest challenges you go after, the goals you're running after so hard and so fast, they're difficult, aren't they? And they make you unhappy. Why am I not getting what I want? No. Just got to figure it out. A lot of life comes down to just figuring out, doesn't it? I hope I shortcut you in some areas here. I know you still got to do the work yourself. I do. Nobody can change you instantly today, but I can give you some ideas that will shortcut that process for you. You have a privilege today. You know, because you're alive and because you're trying to grow, that you went out and got yourself an iPhone or an Android or a computer or something, and one day you decided to go after a podcast, and you don't even know what the show's about. Maybe you do. You certainly don't know what you're going to get every single day. You know, we're rolling the dice every single time to see if I can get your attention to get you to wake up and change. I don't know where you came from or how you got here, but I know one thing, that you're looking to solve problems and you have the privilege of being able to do it. So happy people who generally are happy every single day, they don't get frustrated. They just know that their problems mean they're shaking up life and they're living, or sometimes it just means that that's the world. They don't get frustrated. Wait a second, Scott, what do you mean they don't get frustrated? Okay, I totally lied to you. They do get frustrated. I do too. It's like, but it's kind of funny when I get frustrated. It's not real. It's not real frustration that I start throwing things and punching walls and things like that. It's not like that at all. Oh, that's the old me. Back when I was like 18, 19 years old. Yeah. But I learned eventually. I learned that anything I want to do, any direction I want to head, is going to yield stuff that some people call frustration. So I feel it that way, but instantly I know, okay, I'm on the right track here. Just got to figure out how to get beyond this, and that's it. So every happy person I've ever known is a problem solver, and when they see stuff like that, they almost expect it, almost see it coming. We're going to dive in. It's going to get crazy. Hang on for the ride. So you realize you're alive. You know that these challenges that you have every single day are a privilege that you get to go deal with, and you understand they're going to make you maybe frustrated, if you want to use that word, but it's okay. It just means you are moving and grooving and shaking and living, all that stuff. Fourth, happy people accept responsibility for solving problems. They never run from them. Come here real close right now, okay? I'm going to say something, and then I'm going to say something else. Number one, it's rampant these days of people who are not accepting that they should solve their own problems. It's everywhere. It's all over the place. And it's easy for us to sit back and say, wait a second, why doesn't anybody take care of their own problem? Well, here's the other side of the story. There are more people every day that actually are taking care of their own problems, and they're just getting on it every single day. And it's always been like that. There's always a part of the population who just doesn't want to take responsibility. You're not that part of the population. You know how I know that? Because you're here today. You're listening. You're thinking. So you're going to take responsibility. And by the way, that's the hardest possible thing to do for so many people. The buck does stop with you. The trick is, can you let the buck stop with you without making an excuse? Can you do that? It's like an apology with an excuse. It doesn't work, does it? It's like a compliment and asking for something. It's not a compliment. Can you accept responsibility for solving your own problems? Go after it. Go do it. And not make excuses. If you can, you're on your way to being a pretty gosh darn happy person. Why? Because that's what happy people do. Is it easy? Not really. But if you could take the drama out of it, just lose the drama. And when you feel the feeling of, just go, ooh, and just turn it into, ooh, and just go for it and have some fun. Reset, try again. A good day to a happy person is my plan every single day. Take anything the world wants to throw at me every single day, anything at all, and go to bed and maybe have really good dreams. Sometimes the world throws things at night when I'm dreaming. It's like, what are you doing to me? Get up the next day and go after it again. And all I know is this, the more you do it, the more focused you get, the more you learn to let a lot of this stuff go, the more you'll focus on what's so important to you. And I will promise you this, and you may not believe me right now, when you can do that, you can slow down, you can get down to what's important to you, and your life will transform. I see it every single day, not only in myself and people around me, but the people I coach all over the world. When they can get this concept, they can let the drama of their life go, and it all changes. Okay. Hey, can you join me at my Facebook group? That's all I'm promoting right now. I mean, I should promote otherwise, but, you know, I haven't done that. I've been kind of just having fun with the podcast for a couple of months now. Well, we got some stuff coming up, some coaching calls, things I'll tell you about here real soon. But for now, join me in my Facebook group. Just go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. That'll take you right there. It's a great group. Love to have you, and stop in. Let me get to know you a little bit. I'll see you there.